Life in our modern age comes at you pretty fast, which makes our time away especially valuable. When I take time to relax, I like to get far from my everyday life, immerse myself in natural beauty, and have unique experiences. But you don't have to leave the U.S. to experience tropical rainforests and islands filled with adventure, warm culture, and national treasures. Visit Puerto Rico, an island with a vibrant spirit that will sweep you away. Because when you visit, you don't become part of the island, it becomes part of you. In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. Puerto Rico, where visits end, but stories last forever. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and this is Short Stuff. Jerry's here, too. Dave's here in spirit and Short Stuff.
That's right. Shout out to our old friends at HowStuffWorks.com, and in particular, Michelle Konstantinovsky, great name.
Yeah.
For this piece on the 639-year-long concert from a very, no longer with us, he died in 1992, but a very avant-garde, to say the least, composer that you've probably heard of named John Cage.
Yeah, John Cage. I knew his name sounded familiar, but I couldn't quite place it until I ran across his piece, or mention of his piece, 433.
Yeah.
4 minutes and 33 seconds. And that in and of itself made John Cage famous, even to people like me who aren't into avant-garde 20th century American composing.
You should say what it is, because it really explains everything we need to explain about John Cage.
So 433 is a composition that's just 4 minutes and 33 seconds of silence. There's no instruments playing a single note whatsoever. Like if you came out on stage and did 433 at a piano, you'd just sit there for 4 minutes and 33 seconds.
Have you watched it performed?
I haven't. I'll bet it is really uncomfortable in a lot of ways.
Well, it's interesting. It's performance art in a way because, like you said, it's not like you can just sit in a room and say, that's your show. Like,
right.
It's to be performed. Like the German Philharmonic on YouTube says this is 433. The conductor gets up there, raises his hands, and then no one does anything.
Wow.
He goes into the second movement, indicates that with a hand movement, then goes into the third movement, and no one does anything. And everyone bursts out into applause at the end, and you can't help but just sort of snicker a little bit.
The thing is, though, if you're like, I hate John Cage more than I've ever hated anybody, just from hearing that, like, that's just so stupid, just stop. You need to hear from a John Cage interpreter / enthusiast named Rainier O. Neugebauer. And I think How Stuff Works interviewed Neugebauer for this article. And Neugebauer explains, like, 433 is not just some goofy performance piece. Like, John Cage created that because to him, that's not silence. There's no intentional sounds being made, but there's plenty of sounds going on around you.
Right.
And this is 4 minutes and 33 seconds of hearing completely unpredictable, unplanned sounds in the environment around you while this composition is going on. And when you hear that, it's kind of like that moment when the psychedelics kick in on Homer in that Chili Pepper episode. And he's like, whoa, that's what happened to me at least. And I suddenly am like, I like John Cage a lot. He's very neat. And it just keeps going from there, really.
Yeah, or in the case of the performance in Germany that I watched, you would hear...
right, that counts.
Or you would hear, was ist das? Was ist das?
What does that mean?
It means, what is that?
Oh, okay.
And he also had another quote about him that I think kind of sums it up too, which is, what we call silence for Cage means only the absence of intended sounds.
Right.
So that was his jam, and that leads us to... the 639-year-long concert, otherwise known as Organ Squared / ASLSP, which stands for As Slow as Possible.
And if you're like, wait a minute, just trust us, it stands for As Slow as Possible.
Yeah, so maybe let's take a break there and we'll explain all this gobbledygook.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Today's episode is brought to you by Altoids because, let's face it, unraveling the mysteries of the universe is tough work. But with Altoids, your breath will be stronger than a black hole's gravitational pull, more intense than an alien abduction, and more reliable than your phone's battery during a podcast marathon. When it comes to needing intense freshness, Altoids have you covered. Altoids are stronger than your favorite conspiracy theory, more intense than the latest true crime docuseries, and more reliable than a Bigfoot sighting. They're not just mints, they're curiously strong mints. Find Altoids in the checkout aisle. Grab your tin today. So getting to as slow as possible, ASLSP, that wasn't the original name for it. I don't know that there was an actual name for it, I think, in 1985 when he first composed it, right?
It was XYZPDQ.
So I think it was in 1987, 2 years after he first composed it, that he was like, we're going to call this as slow as possible. And that became not just the title for this piece, but the actual purpose of the piece. So it was to take this 8 sheets of music that he composed, that was ASLSP, and play it as slowly as you could. And it was very John Cage, from what I understand, to be like, I'm not going to tell you how slow to do it. Figure out how what that means to you, the artist. You interpret it however you want. The point is, just play it as slow as you can. And that is one of his, I think, one of his more famous works as well, too.
Yeah. And this was, I listened to a, like, 18-minute version today. Mm-hmm. It is an organ piece, obviously. It's called Organ Squared, and organ is key because you're not, you can't count on someone to blow into a saxophone for 30 minutes or 3 hours or 639 years. But an organ, as it makes a constant, consistent sound, and if you play this thing over 18 minutes or whatever, you will hear chord changes and you will hear something, but it's still like people like Brian Eno come around. And I get the feeling John Cade is like, you know, here, hold my absence of beer, my invisible beer, because you think you're doing something artsy and weird. Get a load of this.
I would think that probably John Cage is one of Brian Eno's, like gods.
Yeah, I think they were buddies, obviously.
So to kind of explain this ASLSP, if you had the notes, da-da-da-da-da, right? And you played them normally like that for ASLSP, that first duh might last a minute and a half. And then the next one might last 5 minutes. Like you said, there's chord changes, but they're just not close together. So it's like taking a compressed, like normal song and spreading it out. But you're doing this in a live performance. So it's really cool. And that's the basis of it. But there was an interpretation that came along of it that we're talking about today that wasn't actually created by John Cage, but it is the most John Cage idea that wasn't created by John Cage. It's one of the greatest homages I've ever heard to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, if there's an avant-garde music heaven, John Cage is still smiling at the idea that someone took his as slow as possible thing and really ran with it. And this was the idea was sort of born, it sounds like, at a organ symposium in 1998 when people were kind of saying like, well, again, it's an organ piece. We can go as slow as we want with this thing because you can make that sound forever if you've got, you know, a can of beans to sit on a key.
Right.
And it's not like a piano string or a guitar string or a woodwind that'll eventually fade away even with the most sustain. So, like, where can we take this thing? Like, how far into the future can we take it?
Right. How long can we make it?
how far can we take it? How long can we make it? There should have been lyrics to this.
You're right.
And they said, well, how about this? There was this cathedral called Halberstadt's Cathedral that was kind of where the organ was born, and like the modern design for what we know as a keyboard took place. And they said, what a perfect place to do this thing. And I will let you explain why it's 639 years, because that is super kind of fun and John Cage would love it.
That's very generous of you, Chuck. Thank you.
Sure.
I will do that. So the reason it was the perfect place was because that first keyboard was created in 1361. And this organ symposium, I guess, was happening around 2000. And they decided that what they would do is use the millennium as a fulcrum between past and future.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. And so they said, well, 1361 all the way to 2000 is 639 years. So what we're going to do is honor both John Cage and the creation of this the modern keyboard back in 1361 by putting on a performance in Halberstadt, where the organ was first created, or the modern one was, of ASLSP that will last 639 years.
Pretty great. And again, I'm sure John Cage out there in the ether is just loving this. Just a couple of years ago, in September of 2020, they were like, it's time to change the chord. And that's, I don't know, do you know if they have a set? Did they literally divide it out?
Yeah. And they're,
okay, so it's at an exactly timed interval between this one and the last one?
Yeah, under normal circumstances, if you were playing ASLSP, like you'd just play it as slow as you wanted to. But because now they're trying to contain it within a certain time, they would have had to have calculated it ahead of time.
So they did the math to make it even Steven, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the chord change came due on September 5th, 2020. And a bunch of people, there's a couple of videos of it. One, which is the real thing. Another, I don't know if you saw this one.
Mm-hmm.
But it had the whole ceremony leading up to it, and right when it got to the chord change, it went to a metal song.
Oh, really? Like they overdubbed it?
Yeah, overdubbed
That's
it.
I got to see that one.
It was very surprising.
I'll bet. So yeah, so if you were in this, if you visit this church in Halberstadt, you're just going to, there's an organ there that's playing a single note and has been playing it for maybe years. And actually, Chuck, I saw that the most recent chord change was February 5th. 2022. So just over a year.
Oh, so there's been a more recent one. Okay.
Yeah. So the first one, I think 7 years before that, and then 2 years after that. I'm not sure when the next chord change is, but I'm sure you could find out. I couldn't find out, but maybe you can.
So it's not at a regular interval then?
No, I'm sorry. It's not. So they basically are playing it. Yes, it's not a regular interval. They figured out like this note should last this long, this note should last that long.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So that the whole piece ends in 2640, 639 years after it started.
Okay. Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Doesn't that make it even more amazing that it's not at regular intervals?
Yeah, I figured it was like, you know, every 103 years will change the chord or whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry I didn't catch that. But that's so you can go to this church in Halberstadt and visit this organ that's right now, as we speak, playing a single note. And we'll be playing that note for probably years to come until the next chord change.
I wonder if the interval was based on the original squashed composition. Like, I wonder if there was an interval that Cage had, in other words.
Yeah, I wonder too.
All right, I'll have to look that up.
But it's pretty cool. So one person put it that the work is no longer on a human time scale, and it can't be played by a single person any longer, which is really cool because they say like they likened it to building monuments and cathedrals, that those things took hundreds of years in some cases, and not, no one single person or group of people built them. Generations did, and that's what's going to happen with this composition being played.
Amazing.
I think so, too.
It's good stuff.
Good pick, Chuck. This is one of the coolest How Stuff Works articles I've ever run across, so thank you for it. If you want to know more about it, go check it out on How Stuff Works, John Cage and the 630-year-long concert. And then also check out Universes in Universe. They have a little article on it, which is pretty informative. And since I said it's pretty informative, everybody, and Chuck said, yeah, that means Short Stuff's out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.